many years ago on an occasion not unlike the one that calls us here today, Jesus was making his way to the town of Bethany. You see, someone he loved very much had died, and he wanted to be with the family and share this time with them. As he was making his way very close to the outskirts of the town, one of the sisters of Lazarus, the man who had died, came to greet Jesus, and her heart, I'm sure, was filled with many of the same emotions that fill our hearts today. And Martha came to Jesus and said these words, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And then Jesus said something to her, and these words have echoed throughout the centuries. And for those who know and follow Jesus Christ, they make all the difference in life. Here's what he said: "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And then he asked Martha a question. He said, "Do you believe this?" And Martha's answer, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." We're here today to celebrate the life of Juanita Lehman, one who indeed believed and lived out that faith in very vivid ways. We're also here to celebrate the fact that the living out of her faith touched so many lives. And lastly, we're here to worship the God that she served and loved so much. Will you pray with me, please? God, we thank you for this opportunity to know you are present with us, to receive your encouragement and support, and to celebrate the life of your daughter, your servant, Juanita Lehman. I ask that you would take hold of this service, these proceedings, that every emotion that's experienced, every thought that comes to mind, every word that is said or even sung would bring honor and glory to you, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sings my soul. sings my soul.
Just heard a proclamation of the greatness of God, and we thank him for the ways that he has shown his greatness and cared for his people. And his word is a way that many, countless numbers of people throughout the ages have come to receive encouragement and support. The word of God providing strength in times of weakness, providing support in times of despair. Let me share with you from both the Old and the New Testament words that I hope will find a fresh place in your hearts today. Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. And also from Psalm 121, many of us like to recognize this as the West Virginia Psalm. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. From the New Testament, we have these words from Jesus himself in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Also in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, these words of Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And then from the book of Romans, the 14th chapter. None of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. For whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. And then throughout the entire scope of Scripture, Genesis to Revelation, I don't believe there is one passage that has brought more hope and more reassurance in the time of loss than the 23rd Psalm. As I read these words out loud, if you wish to speak them out loud with me as an affirmation of their truth, you're welcome to do so. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I've stood in a similar position literally hundreds of times throughout pastoral ministry. And this occurred to me actually a few moments ago before we began the service. I'm very thankful that I don't need to match or exceed the Christian character of those people that I eulogize, whose life I celebrate during a service, because that would be a great challenge today with regard to Juanita Lehman. Now, Juanita wouldn't appreciate probably the words I'm going to say over the next few moments because they would be too exalting. This was a woman who served Christ with extraordinary humility, but a capacity, now come on, a capacity that went beyond one person's capabilities. I was joking with the family that there are probably a half dozen people walking this planet that are really ticked off at God because he took all of their creativity, their gifts, their qualities, and loaded up Juanita Lehman. So much of her life was an expression of so much creativity and energy and enthusiasm and a passion to serve Christ. She lived out the Word of God. She internalized it through just a voracious study of God's Word. And then she externalized it in the ways that God gave her to express it. Certainly as we are in this room, we see some examples of her paintings. Just one aspect of the artwork that God had placed within her heart and her mind that came out through her hands and a heart that really wanted to serve Christ. I'm afraid to comment favorably on anything here because Joe might feel obligated to give it to me because that's how Juanita was. I believe the family, okay, I trust them on this, but I found it astounding when they told me she sold nothing. She sold nothing. She could have filled warehouses with the paintings and the embroidery and just, oh, I don't even want to begin to categorize all the crafts, if you want to use that word, it's so limiting, that she created as a tribute to God throughout her life, and she just gave it away. She gave it away feeling that if it was in the possession of somebody as a gift or if it was a request, if somebody said, ooh, I really like that, and then she would give it to them, there would be more value than putting a price tag and just selling it at an arts and crafts show or a painting exhibit. A generous woman, that word just starts describing how she lived her life. Joe was telling me in the years they were together, some 36 years of marriage, maybe 6 months, there wasn't somebody in the house that wasn't a member of the immediate family, and not just visiting or an overnight stay, but a resident of the home, as a statement of there is a need, and Juanita and Joe felt the need could be met by their hospitality. It was striking as I was reading the scriptures just a few moments ago, the way God comforts us by saying, I've got a home for you. I have a home for you, a home not built by human hands, a mansion that has many rooms. Jesus says, I go and prepare a place for you. I think he knows the need in the human heart to have a place where you're welcomed, where you're loved, where you're supported, where you're encouraged. And, oh my goodness, that was the Lehman home. JP and Clara's friends knew so many times Juanita as mom. Many would indicate, some would indicate to JP and Clara that Juanita was more of a mother than their own mother. And again, that's that incredible love that just poured out from her. Now you might think somebody like this would be this extraordinary, larger-than-life woman that just walked into a room and would take over it. Well, all of us here who knew Juanita knew that's not her style. When she came into the room, she brought peace. She brought a sense of calm, a sense of compassion, a calming influence. This woman who had an artist's soul, an artist's hands, would use this, what I would designate as a spiritual directed artistry, to make others' lives beautiful. Now that's a gift. Yeah, you know, this is nice. This is lovely, and these things are tributes to her. But what she as she was obedient to God, crafted in other people's lives, her children, her grandchildren, how she touched her husband who loved her so dearly and served her so faithfully, especially during the last years of this illness. It's a tribute to how she added to the quality of our lives. She developed and she used her gifts. She didn't have any formal training. She didn't go off to art school. It's just something that God stirred within her, and by discipline. And this took discipline. This wasn't something, her life wasn't lived out, thrown together. It was something that she clearly sensed from God as a way to order her life, to touch others. And so she used her gifts. She had what I would call a patient creativity. Much of what she did was very time-consuming, painstaking, but she took it. She took that time because I believe she knew what she was producing from her life was of eternal quality. You see, in James, in the book of James, James talks about faith as an expression of life. James is the one who gives us this great statement. Don't just be hearers of the word, be doers of it. James, as he is obedient to God, even puts in a very edgy way, hey, you tell me about your faith through your words, I'll show you my faith by what I do. And in both cases, this captures Juanita Lehman, living out her faith, making it visible, not in a, hey, look at me kind of way, but please look at Jesus, definite way. And you know, one of the things that impressed me among many things about this woman's life, she just wasn't somebody who would create something and put it out there on her own all the time. She worked collaboratively. And I was reminded of that as I leafed through the prints back there. And I will be requesting some of those. Scan those, please, for me in the future. But I saw others' names on that. I saw Evelyn Stout. I saw Carolyn Young. And how Juanita would bring her gifts into concert with other people's. And so it was a group effort. And that's how the body of Christ should be, working together. And she did that. She did anything she could for anyone she could. It's a tribute to a life faithfully lived for Jesus Christ. Now, when I asked the family, are there any particular scriptures you'd like me to share during the service? Joe gave me one from 2 Peter and then another from 2 Chronicles. And I read through these, and I'm familiar with both. And I thought, I've never used these at a funeral before. But the more I thought about it, yeah, they're absolutely right for this service. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And then 2 Chronicles 7:14, this call from the heart of God. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, what theme connects both of these verses? It's the theme of repentance. It's the theme of coming from the old life to the new. It's the theme of not following Jesus Christ, not having a relationship with him, then following him, having an intimacy with him. And I believe that is a powerful statement, maybe perhaps the most powerful statement of Juanita's life. Everything she did kind of was a reflection of the title of the song that we just heard, Where Can I Go But to the Lord? She directed people to Jesus Christ. It wasn't, look at this lovely painting of a woman wearing this kind of a gold velour dress, or, oh, that's a nice wildlife scene there, or the different things that she created. It was all about reflecting who she was in Christ and calling other people to follow him. I don't think you can live your life any better than that. And the legacy she now leaves for each one of us is extraordinary. Her absence is huge. There is no doubt about it. But God can come and heal and care for us in the midst of this and remind us of the good work, the extraordinary work he did through Juanita, and now that we can be beneficiaries of for the rest of our lives. Was Juanita perfect? By no means. All of us are flawed and frail. But she demonstrated, going through some significant, profound challenges in her life, that she would stay close to Christ and show Christ to others. There is no better way to live. Let's consider one more song, one more theme, and it's a real celebratory song as we move to the end of our service today.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his hand I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
he is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
Oh, a sparrow is all I may be.
Sparrow am I.
On me he will still keep an eye.
Keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man.
Please pray with me. Oh Lord, as we come to the end of this celebration and recognition of a life so beautifully lived, once again I would ask for your comfort, your solace, your tender mercy that would just work its way deep into our hearts as we are hurting and missing this one that so treasured and still is in our hearts and our memories. I ask that you would wrap your arms around this family, Juanita's friends, and remind them of the hope that we have in you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.